Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at a study just released by some K-State ag economists. Back on that today, here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this concept of building your base with beef.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is excited to be implementing a new program in fiscal year 2022 called Build Your Base with Beef. We know proper nutrition is crucial for athletes. What they consume impacts their strength, training, performance, and recovery. Athletes and coaches have the highest standards and expectations for sports nutrition programs. That's why the Beef Checkoff is showing them beef is a premier protein that should be included in their diets through the Build Your Base with Beef program developed by the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and the Sanford Sports Science Institute. In just a few years, Build Your Base has evolved and grown significantly, including endorsements by the National School Athletic Foundation and a significant appearance at the Olympic Trials for track and field. It's a flexible program that has seen success in all age groups. To have more athletes powered by beef, Build Your Base will be expanding in 9 other states this fall, including Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more by going to buildyourbase.org. Back 15, 20 years ago, half of our cattle going through our feedlots were sold on a cash market. That's changed. Now it's down to about 20 to 22, 23% on a weekly basis. Dr. Ted Schroeder, Dr. Brian Coffey, Dr. Glenn Tonser from Kansas State did a study for USDA's chief economist looking at cattle feeder and beef packer trade-offs across live cattle marketing methods. Dr. Schroeder says that they looked closely at the evolution of grid pricing for our cattle.
Certainly, the changing customer and consumer drove a lot of how our industry has evolved and sent signals through what they prefer and how they purchase items back down to the producer level ultimately. In order to have an industry that could be more responsive to these evolving customer and consumer expectations, we designed and developed pricing mechanisms and value sending signals from retail really all the way back to the cow-calf ultimately. The major structural shift that we were seeing, of course, in the fed cattle side was the movement away from cash negotiated commodity trade to more value-based grid marketing and marketing agreement type of arrangements.
Dr. Glenn Tonser says it's all about trying to match up the beef we're producing with the customer that wants it.
Not all beef is equal is where I'm going with that. And it's not just the prime versus choice versus select component, which is relevant. That's a component of this. But even your customers that are in the food service versus retail versus export, they're also looking for different things that aren't served well, in my opinion, by traditional systems that don't have a grid component and the like.
And Dr. Schroeder builds on what Glenn Tonser is saying there regarding ag marketing agreements.
A commodity-based system does not match well with branding and differentiation. And so a huge motivation around the structural shift in fed cattle exchange of moving away from cash negotiated to formula marketing agreements was driven by that desire of producers to have access to premiums and discounts that would better match with what customers want. The long-run response to that was we saw a market increase, dramatic increase, in the quality of beef being produced in the U.S. And if you'd asked me 10 years ago if we could have over 80% of our cattle grading choice and higher by today, I would have said I didn't think it was likely. Well, guess what? It not only was likely, we surpassed that. And we did that because we sent signals and paid for that value through those kinds of marketing arrangements.
The three economists came up with a number of value that has been brought back to the industry. Dr. Brian Coffey.
The whole point of increasing the quality of beef and how much quality beef is out there is because there are people out there who want to pay for it. And so we were estimating that because of that higher quality beef, the premium that that's added, the possible premium that's added to sellers of beef is about $700 million as of 2019.
Now, Brian Coffey says that there are obviously trade-offs between cash cattle trade and formula pricing. And you've got to weigh what's more important to you.
If you're selling live cattle and you want to be able to take advantage of perceived market movements week to week, then yeah, the negotiated market gives you that opportunity. With the alternative marketing agreement or so-called formula pricing, you can better ensure that you'll be rewarded for things like relationships with your upstream feeder cattle supplier, investments in a different feeding regime or investments in genetics, those kind of things, you can invest in that being more confident that you'll be rewarded for it later on. Mm-hmm. So there absolutely are risk and flexibility trade-offs with these choices.
Dr. Brian Coffey, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.